with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance has sworn in the Trump administration's first cabinet member.
Marco Rubio was sworn in as Secretary of State during a ceremony in the Vice President's ceremonial office at the White House. Rubio is the first cabinet nominee to take the job after the Senate confirmed him on a 99-0 vote. Rubio said the president's primary priority will be to further U.S. interests and make the country stronger, safer, and more prosperous.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. One of President Trump's inaugural day executive actions was to begin the process of withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization for the second time in less than 5 years. BBC correspondent Barbara Plaid-Usher reports on reaction.
The WHO said it played a crucial role in protecting the health and security of the world's people. One of the places where that's most important is Africa. Half the countries on the continent rely on external funding for more than 20% of their health costs. And the U.S. is by far the WHO's biggest donor. Experts say its withdrawal from the organization could put at risk programs that tackle health emergencies and diseases like HIV/AIDS, which is most common in sub-Saharan Africa. A newspaper in Uganda said the departure of the U.S. could potentially have a profound impact on the continent.
Mr. Trump's executive order Monday said the U.S. was withdrawing from WHO, quote, due to the organization's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic that arose out of Wuhan, China, and other global health crises, unquote. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik pledged to push Donald Trump's America First stance if confirmed as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and roll out a review of U.S. funding critical for U.N. agencies. On Wall Street, the Dow by 537 points. This is SRN News. Utah goes after TikTok.
The giant social media platform is in the news these days because it is facing a ban in this country over its possible control by China's Communist Party. But Utah is fighting TikTok because of child sex trafficking. The state has filed suit against the company's executives, accusing them of knowingly profiting from the exploitation of kids on the platform. Utah has already banned TikTok from use on any state-owned internet-capable device. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations announced new actions to counter the surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN was created in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and has worked to counter anti-Semitism. However, the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose after more companies said they made bigger profits at the end of the last year than analysts expected, and as Treasury yields did ease. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9%, while many markets around the world took only tentative steps following Donald Trump's return to the White House. The Dow added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ composite gained 0.6%. Mr. Trump had promised sweeping moves to reshape global trade in the economy, often at other countries' expense, but stock indexes in Asia and Europe mostly made only modest moves. The Dow up 538 points to close at 44,025. The NASDAQ gained 126 to 19,756. The S&P 500 added 52 points to 6049. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.